Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 12th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, we read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God." When we read this section of Scripture, we might be prompted to think that we have a fan club, or perhaps more aptly, we have a cheering section. Through the resurrection and the history of our faith, we have innumerable examples of people living out their convictions and their love of God in the world. The Bible is filled, absolutely filled, of stories of people who served as examples of faithful living. Abraham, Moses, Ruth, David, Mary. The list is impressive, and it is headed up by Jesus. You know, it can be daunting to think about trying to live our lives as the luminaries of our faith did so many years ago. We too often feel like failed sinners, not faithful saints. To read the great and heroic stories of the Bible can make us feel as if we're living in the shadows of lives that somehow darken our own by comparison. But the cloud that the writer of this letter refers to is not one that casts a shadow over who we are, but it is a sea of cheering faith siblings who encourage us on our own way. The names in the Bible, the lists of saints, and Jesus himself are all part of a divine cheering section, if you will, that can be emboldened, can embolden us to run well the race that is set before us. I mean, what an amazing, absolutely amazing image to think that Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Ruth, Mary and Jesus, Peter and Paul are among a crowd of faithful people who cheer us on our way. How can we fail to run well and live well when we have that kind of support? Let's pray about that. Lord, most of the time we feel like our life of faith is a solitary exercise. Like working out at the gym, there are many others around, but the effort put forth is our own. And no one's taking particular notice of what we are doing. But you challenge us to think of our life of faith as a very public affair, a race that's eagerly watched by countless people who've traveled many of the same paths we now take. We'd not considered that before. You have people cheering us on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for that encouragement. Help us to claim the truth of it. Allow that encouragement to strengthen our stride. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.